Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Sri Jeev Goswami Samadhi, appearing as the nephew of Sri Roop and Sanatan Goswamis. Sri Jeev Goswami displayed all the charming features of a Mahapurush, that is a divine person. He had lotus eyes, a high nose and a forehead, broad chest, long arms and a radiant golden body. In his boyhood, he made a deity of Krishna Balram. Expressing his pure devotion, he would often cry while worshipping them. After offering clothes, chandan, flowers, ornaments and tasty sweets to Krishna Balram, he would take some and give Mahaprasadam to his playmates. From the beginning, Jiva showed his kindness to other Jivas, that is, living entities. Jeev was so much attached to Krishna Balram that at bedtime he would embrace his deities and fall asleep. His parents thought he was only playing, but the villagers rejoiced to see Jeeva's love for Krishna Balram. In school, he quickly mastered Sanskrit grammar, poetry, logic, philosophy. Srimad Bhagavatam gave life to his life. Krishna Katha filled him with happiness. No one dared to speak to him about anything but Krishna. He toured Navadvip Dham with Sri Nityanand Prabhu, studied Sanskrit in Benares, and then resided in Vrindavan. After humbly serving Sri Roop Goswami by washing his feet, preparing his manuscripts and editing his books, he received Diksha. Once, the aging Vaishnava, Vallabhacharya, gave critical advice to Sri Roop Goswami on his writing. Although much younger than the venerable Vallabh, Sri Jeev brazenly spoke in defense of his guru. Sri Roop Goswami scolded Sri Jeev, telling him to leave Vrindavan. Living in an abandoned crocodile hole in Nandghat, that is 45 minutes from Sri Rupa's Bhajan Kutir, Sri Jeev Goswami began fasting. He subsisted on wheat flour, which he begged mixed with Yamuna water. Seeing his strict self-denial, Sanatan Goswami brought him back to the service of Sri Roop Goswami. Srila Prabhupada once commented on this guru-disciple pastime. Sri Roop Goswami cast out Jeev Goswami to teach us, the devotees of today, a lesson. It was not done to teach or punish Sri Jeev Goswami, who is perfectly liberated, eternal associate of Lord Krishna. Roop Goswami sent Jeev Goswami out of Vrindavan to teach all Jivas what he wrote in Upadeshamrit. Vacho Vegam Mansa Krodha Vegam Jiva Vegam. At all times, a devotee should control his tongue, his speech, and always remain humble. Trinad Api Suni Chena. After the disappearance of Sri Roop and Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Jeev Goswami became the Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharya to guide all Vaishnavas in Navadvip, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. Although he was the undisputed leader, he always acted as a humble servant to all the Jivas. Whenever Bengali Vaishnavas visited Vrindavan, he would lovingly receive them, arrange for prasadam and comfortable rooms, and even guide them on Vrij Mandal Parikrama. A super excellent Sanskrit scholar, Sri Jeev Goswami, would compose Sanskrit verses in his mind and write them down without changing anything. Write them down means he used a metal stylus to permanently etch them in palm leaves. This inscription method left no room for erasing, editing, rewriting, or running a spell check. Yet, each verse was a priceless gem of perfect matter, rhythm, poetry, and meaning. He was the greatest philosopher in all of Indian history. Contemporary Sanskritists call him the greatest scholar who ever lived. Sri Jeev Goswami was the youngest but most prolific writer among the Goswamis. He wrote an astounding 500,000 Sanskrit verses, that is about 25 books. His books prove that Sri Chaitanya's philosophy gives the essence of Vedic wisdom and the perfection of religion. Gopal Champu, Sat Sandharvas and Hari Nam Vyakarna are three of his most famous works. The Sandharvas firmly established the transcendental truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. They also confirm that Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, that is Swayam Bhagwan, the cause of everything and the source of all avatars. Anyone who faithfully reads these books will become a devotee of Krishna. Satyanarayan Das, a Gaudiya Vaishnav Sanskrit scholar who is presently translating the Sandharvas into English for ISKCON BBT, that is Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, gives this explanation of Jeev Goswami's name. Actually, Sri Jeev Goswami's name Jeev is very interesting when considered in light of the Bhagavata verse. Ahastani sahastanam apadani chataspadam jivo jivasya jivanam. Animals without hands are food for those with hands. Those without feet are food for the four-legged. Everywhere one jeev, that is living entity, is food for another. Another meaning of jeev is one who gives life to others. So the spiritual knowledge given by Jeev Goswami in his 25 books gives life to all the devotees. Another name of jeev is jivaka, one who makes the jivas, that is living entities, emit ecstatic sounds. Sri Jeev Goswami did this by supplying the esoteric meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam through the Bhagavata commentaries and the Sat Sandharvas. One who expands the nature of the jeev, his relationship with the Lord, the process to achieve the goal and the ultimate purpose of life is jivaka or jiva. The following quote comes from Sri Jeev Goswami's Nectarian Gopala Champu, which describes the playful Vrindavan pastimes of Radha Damodar. From Govardhan Hill, a large form of Govardhan manifested. All the Vrajvasis along with Krishna himself then offered obeisances to that towering form. As Sri Krishna stood by with folded hands, that great personality Govardhan bellowed, "I shall eat all your offerings." He ate and drank water by emptying all the kundas around the hill. While eating all the preparations made by the Vrajvasis, with his right hand he snapped the fingers on the left hand. The cowherd men ran out of the way when Govardhan stretched out his hands to take more and called out, "Aniyor, aniyor, aniyor, bring more, bring more, bring more." At the request of Acharya Rani, Janva Devi Thakurani, Sri Jeev Goswami had Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Prabhu take the Goswami's writings from Vrindavan to Bengal. They translated them into Bengali and distributed them throughout Bengal and Orissa. They also preached extensively and initiated hundreds of devotees. In 1542, Sri Jeev Goswami established the worship Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Seva Kunj, Vrindavan. His samadhi stands in the temple compound. Sri Jeev Goswami is Vilasa Manjari in Radha Damodar's Nitya Vrindavan Leela. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.